Yes, you know, I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, wow, His mercies are new again this morning. I'll tell you what. What a great thought. What a great thought. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this August the 9th. Wow, time is a flying by. Welcome to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're kind of new to the Sunday Worship thing, it's a program that's all about Jesus. Yeah. Talk about scripture, focus on songs, devotions, and some encouragement mixed in there. And yeah, each and every program, I encourage you to walk with Him and see every situation through the lens of scripture. And today is no different. Today we're talking about living for Jesus. You know, it's an easy thing to say, but a hard thing to do sometimes. You gotta get an amen. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about today. Living for Jesus right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone. I was covered in shame.
Heavenly Father, we come here today and we just worship You and we lift Your name. Friend, I do thank You so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And today we're talking about living for Jesus. You know, analysts tell us that at any given moment, there are numerous wars taking place somewhere in the world. Yeah, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, people are fighting with each other. I tell you what, those statistics just breaks my heart. Really does. But here's something worse, though, friend. There are billions of other wars taking place we rarely hear about. You know, the heart of every human is a battlefield where fear attacks faith and flesh wars against spirit, despair attacks hope, and hate battles against love. Fortunately for us, though, the Bible says that all those personal battles can be won by the Prince of Peace who stands knocking at the door of our hearts. Friend, restful hearts are free to face life's battles confidently and fearlessly.
Trust him at all times.
Oh, yes, Fred. Are you having yourself a great weekend? I sure hope so. It's so nice to oversleep on a Saturday and not have to worry about getting up early for work. Oh, yes, I do love weekends. Hey, happy Sunday. So good to spend some time with you, Joey, with you. And today we're talking about living for Jesus. You know, the next time you cook breakfast, I love me some breakfast, a little scrambled eggs, some bacon. We ought to be thankful for the accidental discovery that keeps your eggs from sticking to the pan. Yeah, a DuPont scientist actually discovered Teflon accidentally while he was searching for something else. But while experimenting can be a good approach in science, it's usually not very fulfilling when it's applied in life. I mean, really. Friend, are you living an experimental life or a purposeful life? You know, many people today believe that they're accidents of evolution, and they spend their whole lives experimenting to try to figure out the best way to live. But the Bible says, friend, that you are purposefully and unique, created by a loving God for a great and noble reason. Friend, God wants you to live your life on purpose, not accidentally. See, serving your God-given purpose is fulfilling. I encourage you to pursue that fulfillment today.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be.
Exalting the name of Jesus today and every day right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you on Sunday worship, and today we're talking about living for Jesus. You know, there was talk in America years ago about converting our system of weights and measures from the familiar standard system to the metric system. Do you remember that? Yards would become meters and miles would become kilometers and so on and so forth. And it's a slow conversion. We'll just say that. But, you know, some changes take time, but others happen all at once. You know, the Bible says that when a person is born again, he becomes a new creation in just a moment of time. Yeah, he's born again. The resulting changes in our lifestyle happen gradually, but our conversion, our change from a natural person to a spiritual person, happens at once. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household."
Almighty, early in the morning. all to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely and trust Him in His presence daily.
Sing it.
I surrender all.
Friend, let this be the cry of our heart today, Lord Jesus. I surrender it all to you. Father, we lay it down at your feet. We lay it at your altar today, Lord Jesus. Oh, friend, I pray that you've surrendered everything to the Lord. I pray that you surrender your life to Him. You know, the Bible says that when we confess Him as Lord and we believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we will be saved. He not only wants to be our Savior, but He wants to be our Lord as well. And friend, I hope you had a chance to receive Him as both today. And I do thank you so much just for your time and your attention, as I do each and every Sunday. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. And again, for the rebroadcast tomorrow night, 7:32 p.m. By the way, both Central Time. But in the meantime, friend, you can always catch up with me. I love hearing from you. If you got a prayer request, a praise, got a question, comment, song request, regardless, I'd love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. And also, if you have some time for sometime today or this week, I encourage you to take a look at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Lots of upcoming events and a way for you to join the 2020 Challenge. Again, it's greatnewsradio.org. I hope and pray that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And remember that you are salt and you are light. You are the hands and feet of Jesus.